Hey everybody, I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
It's time for another Deep Cave Chat. We've got the fireplace going. Don't know why, it's kind of warm outside, but it just felt right. So how you guys doing?
Oh, not too bad. I've got my beer. I've got my fireplace going.
I want to know how come I'm the one that has to sit closest to the fire. Justin never has to sit this close to the fire, Darren.
Well, that's just where your chair ended up being. I don't know what to tell you. You smell good, though.
Yeah. I'm hickory smoked. Which is weird because it's pecan wood that's in there.
So, hey, we got an email.
What
to,
a ripoff.
Yeah, that's actually kind of the point. DKPodcast at
nice segue.
DKPodcast at gmail.com. John writes, guys, love the show. What would you describe as the one time you felt the most ripped off in life? And then he says in parentheses, geek adjacent, of course.
Mm.
Well, thanks, John.
Adulthood.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Nope, I like adulthood. This beats childhood in almost every way except Saturday mornings.
Well, the Saturday mornings are different now, so...
They are.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of weird to talk about a weekend when every day has been the same.
Yeah, when we're taping this, and hopefully things have changed for everybody by the time that you hear this, but...
For future archaeologists and sociologists... We are recording this during the 2020 COVID-19 outbreak and quarantine.
Otherwise known as...
Which is weird because we're not together, so why Chad is choosing to sit closest to his own fire is nobody's fault but his.
It's okay. But
there goes the theater of the mind. Thanks a lot, Justin.
It's what I do.
Well, while we're
now
waiting
John's
for...
going to write back, and he's going to be like, never mind on the ripoff. Figured it out.
The Geek Cave Podcast.
Well, while
such
you're...
A kick, such
worst
a kick-ass
$20
intro.
I ever spent.
Wait, who got the $20?
So my biggest ripoff story... Okay, well, so my biggest ripoff story, I guess I'll go first since we're just kind of blowing smoke out of the fireplace. I remember it was, what year did Superman Returns come out? That was 05?
Something like that, yeah.
I think, yeah. So, and let's preface this. I should have known better. But Superman Returns was getting a video game to tie in with the movie, whatever. It was released on the Xbox 360 and the PS2. I did not have a 360, so I got the PS2 version. I pre-ordered it, and I got this sweet controller. It was silver. It had a big old Superman red S shield in the middle, and the S shield lit up when the controller was plugged in. It was nice. It's premium. It was like one of the first like special accessories I ever bought for a game console. And I picked it up, and the guy at GameStop just kind of gives me a look of like, oh, you poor bastard. And so, because like there were no reviews that had been released, you know, it was one of those things where I went in completely blind. And I get home, and the controller, the right stick, breaks 30 minutes into me using it. While I'm in the middle of a boss fight, Superman just starts flying in a circle because I can't turn, I can't pull him out. And so the controller was broken almost instantly, and Superman Returns, the video game was Superman Returns, the video game. If you need more context on that, Superman is like the Hope Diamond when it comes to video games. Probably cursed, more often than not going to lead to pain and tears. So I spent, this was just when I got started in my career in radio. I'd been at it for maybe a couple of years. This was my first big purchase for myself, and I was so bloody disappointed. So yeah, I would say that was probably what first comes to mind when I think about big ripoffs.
The I got two that kind of stand out in my long-term memory. The first one was I was a kid. I don't remember how old I was, but I was spending summers with my grandparents, and they had satellites, so I got to watch Nickelodeon and stuff like that. And I remember first seeing one of the early commercials for Rugrats, and it was billed as kind of this, okay, these kids are going to break out of their house and do super cool stuff because they're super intelligent. And then I saw the first episode, I'm like, what the shit is this? This is nothing like what I saw. What?
It turned out not being so bad, but I could see that.
Yeah, and I was just like, not as advertised. Yeah,
I get that.
And I guess the second big one was Super Mario Brothers, the movie. I remember going to see that in the theater with my parents and being so pumped. And at age 12, walking out going, what?
Yeah, that's a bad one. Oof. Chad.
Hmm. Yeah.
My spouse would disagree. She likes the movie. She says it's not a good Mario Brothers movie, but it's a fun movie with fun ideas.
Now, like I said, time has, you know, whatever. It's not. It's a movie that I would watch with friends and a few drinks because why not? But at the time, it was easily one of the biggest ripoffs I had incurred in my life.
Mine was purchasing an Xbox One. this was right when the Xbox One and the PlayStation were just neck and neck, and the type of games they were releasing were really six of one, half a dozen of the other. I mean, there weren't really any exclusives that were coming out for either in the moment.
Right.
And I knew that I already had a PlayStation because I love PlayStation. I like, you know, the controller feels good in my hand, et cetera, and so forth. And it was Sunset Overdrive was the game. And I don't remember who made it. But I had liked, I think it was Sucker Punch made it.
Yeah, it was.
And I had liked practically every single other game that they had made. And I watched reviews and I watched videos and my experience with the rest of them. And I'm just like, okay, I like this. There are other games coming for the Xbox One that I will also enjoy playing. And I'm looking forward to it. And I played about 7 or 8 hours of Sunset Overdrive. I'm like, those sons of bitches locked me into one particular gameplay and I hate it.
Yeah.
Just hated it.
Yeah,
I
remember
it.
Sunset Overdrive, and I remember thinking that it was like a fun idea, but not much was done with it.
It would have been a fun single level.
Yeah.
They should have stopped at demo. But just... And it soured me on the Xbox One for pretty much the rest of the time. Like, I have played other games for it and other games that have been good for it. I've played Gears of War, and I loved Gears of War right up until the end. But by then, I had had all the money's worth of entertainment value that I needed out of it. You know, I played a couple of the Assassin's Creed 2D games on it, and those were really good. But, man, it was whenever I thought about playing and... You know, and then Scalebound didn't come.
I knew that one hurt. I knew that one hurt for you.
I mean, there were a few of those games that we were like that were super highly pushed, and then it's like, oh yeah, we're not doing those anymore.
Well, and then ReCore ended up being what ReCore was, and yeah.
Yes, ReCore was again. It was a really good idea and a really cool game for the first 4 or 5 hours, and then it just. Wow, I get to walk back 20 real-world minutes to my base to flip out a robot so that I can do this other thing. Okay. So, Xbox One, my personal biggest ripoff. And that is not a particularly popular opinion.
Well,
among gamers, especially.
Well, with about 50% of them, at least.
Yeah. So the other one I'll say that I felt ripped off, even though I didn't particularly put money toward it or whatnot, was Professor Hulk in Endgame.
Oh, okay.
Skipping over the entire story of him merging brains and brawn.
Yeah.
And instead we get it in 12 seconds in a diner scene, and then he dabs. And I'm just like, I hate it. I hate this. I hate everything about this. This is one of my favorite characters from the time that Lou Ferrigno had green grease paint on his impeccably chiseled chest. And you done messed up, A.A. Ron.
Another one for me would be The Dark Knight Rises. It's not a bad movie. I don't hate it, but it was a severe letdown after Batman Begins and The Dark
Knight.
That's
fair. Mm.
It was pretty much the studio was throwing so much money at Christopher Nolan that he's just like, fine, I'll make it. Shut up.
We got no choice. It's capitalism.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one. I mean, I think everyone's kind of expected me to say Mass Effect Andromeda because, well...
We'll just edit that right there. Yeah, that was your...
Yeah, just... Well, I mean, to be honest, yeah, I get it. But on the other hand, there were already warning signs, so I wasn't too optimistic going in. So I feel that I was still completely let down, but I was also somehow not surprised that I was completely let down.
I figured he was going to say TMNT for the Wii. But then I remembered that he enjoyed that enough to play it again.
And that's all the time we have.
Aww.
Well, we've discussed and roundtabled, and clearly Super Mario Brothers the movie is the biggest ripoff ever.
I would agree with that. I would agree.
Right after the Xbox One.